Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Abuja tonight on first leg of three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, says his visit aims to build upon strategic partnership based on shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Home Ministry says security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur, urges people to cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order. Election Commission sends notices to BJP and Congress over poll code violation complaints. Campaigning for assembly elections gears up in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav emphasizes media's role in preserving democracy. And in hockey, hosts India beat China 3-0 in Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Abuja tonight on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that Nigeria is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. For details, we have a desk report.
The Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship between the two countries. He also expressed his eagerness to meet the Indian community in Nigeria, as well as the Nigerian people who have sent him welcome messages in Hindi. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on 18th of this month to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Modi will also attend the 19th G20 summit as a Troika member. On the final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. With Suparna Saikia, Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a media organization in Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people.
Hamari sarkar ka purpose bada hai. Hum progress of the people, progress by the people, progress for the people ke mantra ko lekar chal rahe hain. Hamara uddesh naya Bharat banane ka hai, Bharat ko viksit banane ka hai. और जब हम इस विराट लक्ष्य को लेकर निकल पड़े हैं तो भारत की जनता ने भी हमें अपने विश्वास की पूंजी सौंपी है.
Mr. Modi also highlighted that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. The Prime Minister further mentioned that LPG gas connections were once a distant dream for many, stating that his government prioritized providing gas connections to every household. He said the country now has over 1.25 lakh registered startups and the youth are eager to make the nation proud. The Home Ministry today said that security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumours and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. Meanwhile, in Manipur, a total curfew has been imposed indefinitely in five valley districts, including Imphal West, Imphal East, Thobal, Kakching and Bishnupur. Internet services have also been suspended in seven districts for 2 days starting this evening to curb rumours and anti-national activities. Earlier in the day, the police have found the bodies of three individuals who were taken hostage by militants from the Boro Bekra subdivision of Jiribam district. Election Commission has sent separate notices to BJP and Congress over poll code violation complaints. following complaints by BJP and Congress against each other in the ongoing assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, the Election Commission sent separate letters to BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today. Both parties had accused each other's star campaigners of violating model code of conduct during campaigning for Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls. Election Commission has sought formal responses from both parties by 1 p.m. on Monday. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and the INDIA blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for the party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Devghar and Giridi, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state.
10 saal mein Congress JMM ne Delhi se 84,000 crore rupiah bheja. Modi ji ne 14 se 24 mein 3,90,000 crore rupiah bhejne ka kaam. E Jharkhand sarkar ये पैसा जो मोदी जी ने भेजा है वो खा गए।
While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma accused Hemant Soren of making false promises.
क्या बोले थे हेमंत सोरेन कि 5,00,000 युवाओं को नौकरी देगा? क्या आपका घर में किसी को नौकरी मिला? बहु और बेटा का शादी होने में सोने का सिक्का मिलेगा, किसी को मिला सोने का सिक्का?
On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. Addressing election meetings at Jamtara and Khijri, Mr. Kharge accused the centre of not providing adequate cess from mines to the state.
जो पैसा 1,36,000 करोड़ कोयले का टैक्स झारखंड को मिलना चाहिए वो पैसा नहीं दे रहे। ये झारखंड के पैसे हैं, यहाँ गरीबों के पैसे हैं, मेहनत कश लोगों के पैसे हैं और जो ये प्रकृति है इसकी सुंदरता के वजह से यहाँ जो खनन निकलता है उसके पैसे हैं।
Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the BJP of threatening his government. Addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren accused the centre of misusing central agencies during the ongoing elections in the state.
एक साल से यहाँ कई मंत्री यहाँ पर चक्कर लगा रहे, हमारे सरकार बनने के दूसरे घंटे से ही सरकार गिराने में लगे ये लोग। आज जब राजनीतिक लड़ाई ये नहीं सक पाते हैं तो ईडी सीबीआई इनकम टैक्स जितने भी संवैधानिक संस्था है सभी को चुनाव में सक्रिय कर रखा है।
Addressing people at Bagodar in Giridi, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav accused BJP of spreading hatred. Leaders from the AJSU party and left-wing parties also held rallies and roadshows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. With just 2 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favour of the party candidates. In a virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra, under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot programme today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh addressed an election rally at Vasai Assembly constituency in Maharashtra today. Mr. Singh said that to move Maharashtra forward, a double engine government is needed.
वर्षों तक लगातार जिस कांग्रेस ने हुकूमत की राज्य में भी और दिल्ली में भी गरीबी को दूर नहीं कर पाई, लेकिन आज मैं दावे के साथ यह कहने की स्थिति में हूं 2014 से केंद्र में एनडीए की सरकार बनी है। आंकड़े यह बतलाते हैं कि मोदी जी ने 7-8 वर्षों के अंदर 25 करोड़ हिंदुस्तानियों को गरीबी रेखा से बाहर करने में कामयाबी हासिल की है।
Senior Congress leader and former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram called unemployment the state's most serious issue during a press conference in Mumbai today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today held campaign meetings for party candidates in Shirdi and Kolhapur. speaking at a rally organized at Sakori in Shirdi Assembly constituency in Ahilya Nagar district, Ms. Vadra said that the central government and the state government will have to give answers as to why industries in Maharashtra have been shifted to other states and why vacant posts in the state are not been filled.
Maharashtra se udyog hata diye, dusre pradeshon mein bhej diye. Yahan Manmohan Singh ji ne Mumbai mein अंतर्राष्ट्रीय वित्तीय सेवा केंद्र लगवाने का फैसला किया था, क्या हुआ? यहाँ से हटा के गुजरात भेजा गया, लाखों नौकरियां चली गई, यहाँ की बड़ी बड़ी इंडस्ट्री, बड़ी बड़ी कंपनियां हटाई गई, लगभग 10 लाख करोड़ का निवेश हटा यहाँ महाराष्ट्र से, महाराष्ट्र को कमजोर करने का प्रयास किया.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. As part of our ongoing series on constituency profiles ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra, today we focus on Pandharpur constituency in Solapur district. Our report.
Since the formation of Maharashtra, the Pandharpur assembly constituency has been represented by 5 MLAs. After the reorganization of this constituency in 2009, Bharat Bhalke and sitting MLA Samadhan Avtade have got the chance to become MLA. Although this constituency is of traditional Congress ideology, but in the 2021 by-election, the lotus of BJP bloomed here for the first time. The NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar party and Congress of Mahavikas Agadi have fielded separate candidates. Elections in this constituency are being fought on the issue of water in the Mangalveda area, and Mangalveda lift irrigation scheme has been approved recently by the Mahayuti government. Manoj Kshirsagar, Akashwani News, Pune.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has emphasized media's role in preserving democracy. Delivering the keynote address virtually at the National Press Day event in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav called for accountability in digital media to combat fake news and safeguard democracy. Mr. Vaishnav said digital media platforms must come up with solutions that account for the impact their systems have on the society. He also cited fair compensation, algorithmic bias of digital platforms and artificial intelligence as challenges being faced.
The creative world is today undergoing a serious upheaval because of the artificial intelligence. The content produced by creators, by musicians, by filmmakers, by writers, all that content gets digested by the AI models. What happens to the IP rights of the people who have created that content? What are the consequences for those original creators? Are they being compensated for their work? Are they being acknowledged for their work?
Speaking on the occasion virtually, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said fake news is a major concern today. Dr. Murugan praised PIB Fact Check Unit for checking authentication of news and articles. In hockey, host India maintained their unbeaten record at the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir as they thrashed China 3-0 in the fourth match this evening. With this victory, India have taken over China at the top spot in the tournament with 4 back-to-back wins. Despite the strong start, China struggled throughout and suffered the first defeat in the championship. Goals by Sangeeta, Salima and Deepika helped India win the match. Captain Salima Tete was adjudged player of the match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Abuja tonight on first leg of three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, says his visit aims to build upon strategic partnership based on shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Home Ministry says security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur, urges people to cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order. Election Commission sends notices to BJP and Congress over poll code violation complaints. Campaigning for assembly elections gears up in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav emphasizes media's role in preserving democracy. And in hockey, hosts India beat China 3-0 in Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.